Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee, and you know the drill, david@fmr.co.za for your questions, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. You know, I can tell when I'm in a great car, it's when it's got to go back, and the car I've got on test today is a little unique for me because A, I don't want to give it back, B, the fuel consumption per 100 kilometers is zero, which makes it the first electric car that I've driven. It's a one-speed. When last were you in a one-speed that wasn't a bicycle? And I hardly used the brakes. Let me explain. BMW gave me an i3 for the week. And as my first electric, I've got to tell you, BMW has done some things. From the outside, I've got to tell you, I don't love the looks of this car, but I fell in love with the car completely. The interior is incredible. The design and architecture of the car is just I can't put anything else on it but wonderful. And it's about the materials. It's about an honesty in materials. Where they've used carbon fiber extensively on the car, it's not wrapped in pretty-looking carbon fiber. It is what it is. It shows. It's naked. It's bare. It's beautiful. And all the door frames and the pillars and the sills are like that. In fact, the roof is carbon fiber, or actually technically carbon-reinforced plastic, if it matters to you. But the honesty extends into like the door panels, where you can see the fiber showing through the non-contact points, and quite deliberately so. Yes, there's pretty soft fabric where it ought to be, but it's brilliant. The Apple CarPlay, which is an extra and wasn't available at launch, worked beautifully. And by the way, it updates live when you connect it to Wi-Fi. The whole car interior looks like a show concept car. It really is brilliant. Another note that I absolutely loved while talking about that interior are the rear doors. They're suicide doors, super easy access for people getting in the back, and they're safely executed. There's no way your kid's opening it up at high speed and tearing the doors off. It's got the best reversing image on any reversing camera I've ever seen. It's like watching an HD TV of yourself parking. Fortunately, the model I had had a little bit of self-park, so if you were so captivated with looking at the picture, not looking where you're going, it might save your proverbial rear, whichever way you want to see that. The BMW i3 accelerates from 0 to 100 kilometers in 7.3 seconds, but that's not it. Because there's no gearbox, because it just goes faster until it hits 150 kilometers an hour, it feels way faster. And if you are trying to win a robot race, you are going to. It's as simple as that. If it's not a Ferrari or a high-end Porsche next to you, you're pulling away quicker, and it's silent. In fact, it's not completely silent. They've built in a fake noise up to 30 kilometers an hour to protect pedestrians. Carbon emissions, you can guess what those are, zero. The power consumption, how's this one? Instead of liters per 100 kilometers, it's 13.1 kilowatt hours per 100 kilometers. Do your own conversion, but that's a lot cheaper than petrol or diesel. But let me tell you about a friend of mine who had the previous model of this. He owned it for 3 years, and he never connected it to his house electricity once. He worked near a power jack for it, and he filled up for free for 3 years. How's that for a deal? Of course, there's no service other than the brakes. And I was talking about those brakes. When you take your foot off the accelerator, you can set how much regenerative braking the car does. In other words, it charges a generator, so to speak. And that does all the braking you need in most circumstances, almost a standstill. In fact, when coming to traffic light behind other cars, I would take my foot off, and it would slow down to sort of 5 kilometers an hour, 4 kilometers an hour, 3, and then sort of crawl along at 1 kilometer an hour. So I never actually came to a full stop. By the time the light changed, I was pulling off again, safe, comfortable distance. If you weren't watching where you were going, the car does brake for you with the model I had, and distance-sensitive cruise control. So you can just set it at 120, and it follows the car in front of you. You just got to steer. Electric range, claim 285 kilometers range, which extends to 310 with various modes. But forget about that. The acceleration is way too fun. You're going to abuse it, and it's not going to get that range. But it is enough as a city car, and you're not going to struggle if you charge it every few days. If you want to drive long distance, there are options. There's rapid charging at the right spots where it'll charge up completely in 45 minutes, so you can do a long trip. But it's wonderful. And the question that everyone asks, what about the battery? Well, there's an 8-year warranty on it. If it starts giving you trouble within that 8 years, BMW is replacing it at their cost. Regular charging is 3 hours, and if you plug it into a home plug, it's going to take 15 hours. The numbers are 125 kilowatts and a torque of 250 newton meters, but it's not like driving a petrol engine. All of that torque is available from the bottom. don't buy this car because it's electric. Buy it for the interior and buy it for the performance, and be prepared to put down in base model R664,000. And I do believe it actually is worth it. That's it for me from Fun Motoring this week. It's David Dondi saying goodbye. And please send me your motoring questions. I'd love to find out more about what you want to find out about in the motoring world. And you know how to reach me, david@fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za.